Hello, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Locals in the Limelight, your connection to the people behind the events in the Blue Water area. Today, we're talking with Kevin Watkins, president of the Port Huron chapter of the NAACP and one of the organizers of the NAACP Field Day and Southside Music Festival. Kevin, can you share with our listeners what is special about this event?
You know, this is our field day. It used to be just, but since probably 3 years now, we took over the Southside Alliance Jazz Festival. And because of some of their committee members who put that on for years, it's kind of a staple of the Southside, you know, late summer before school starts for the community and the kids. And they, part of the Great Generation, that group of people. And they're just too, you know, couldn't handle it anymore. It's too much for them. But unfortunately, the baton wasn't passed to the millennials to pick it up. So we decided to wait a minute. This event, something that had this much nostalgia to it, means so much for the South Side of Port Huron. We can't let it just not be anymore. So the NAACP decided to take on the event, make it part of our field day. And basically, what the field day is, that portion is just something we have done for the community that is like the last fun thing before school. A lot of families amongst our community use that Labor Day holiday as their last hurrah kind of getaway. But those who are probably less fortunate, less favored economically, probably can't do anything. You know, this is a great portion of the population that this is good for, that we put on, have something great, fun, like having a vacation before school starts. We always had basketball tournament, usually 3-on-3. This year, we upped and added to a 5-on-5 tournament. We have bounce houses for little kids, a lot of games. We have food, a lot of good things for the kids to do. And now, on top of that, we add in the music fest to it. So it's a pretty big event.
The parade starts at Knox Field at noon and ends in Lincoln Park, where the festivities will continue into the evening. The event ends with an outdoor movie, something Kevin is really looking forward to.
You know what? I'm looking forward to sitting with those kids watching a movie. I'm not sure what we'll show this year. And we have like a popcorn vendor there, and then we give all free popcorn to all the kids and sit there, and I sit there and eat popcorn with them and just enjoy it. Because all before that is work for me. Start before... few hours before the parade, all the way through the event, I'm just working and, you know, making sure everything's going well.
Expanding Field Day to include the Southside Music Festival requires a lot more volunteers and the support of many sponsors. I hope you can head over to Lincoln Park this Saturday and enjoy the hard work that Kevin and many others have contributed so that the Southside can send summer off in style. That's it for this edition of Locals in the Limelight. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.